After losing the Democratic presidential primary in 2020, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren had a lot to think about, and the pandemic gave her a lot of time to think. So she sat in a wicker chair in her Massachusetts home and put her thoughts into a book. It is called Persist, and it's out today. In it, she returns to the call for transformational change that was her rallying cry in the primaries, change she sees as more urgent than ever.
We are just ending a year in which there's been a global pandemic, a racial reckoning, and an armed insurrection. We now have a new president. We've already voted out a giant rescue plan. And here we stand at a moment when the door for change is open. Not wide open, but open a little bit.
Warren details more of her own plans to narrow the gap between rich and poor in this country. But this is a book that is as much about the personal as it is about policy.
I start with being a mother, and I tell the stories about being fired from my job because I was pregnant. I talk about what it was like when I had my first big job to stand in the driveway as the panic mounted and I was bouncing a baby on my hip and the babysitter wasn't coming. I talk about the importance of childcare for me two generations ago and how the need for childcare now is more urgent than ever. I say this as a longtime professor who studied and worked on the economics of America's middle class, but also as a mother who lived it up close and personal. If we want to build an economy that is strong and resilient, we want women to have opportunities in this economy, then by golly, we have got to have universal childcare. Childcare that is affordable, childcare that is high quality, and childcare that is just available to everyone.
You write in the book about your own experience with gender discrimination, obviously, but sexual harassment as well. In particular, you recount how a more senior colleague of yours, when you taught at the University of Houston Law School, chased you around his office, tried to corner you with sexual advances. And then you write to say that you maintained a relationship with him for many years after that, a friendship even, to the point where he asked you to speak at his funeral before he passed away. You were clearly disturbed by this incident, as you should have been. And yet the relationship kept going.
When women are harassed, even when they're attacked, they don't always have the freedom just to walk away and say, "I'm done with you." There's a reason that a lot of sexual harassment never gets reported. In fact, that was specifically the advice I got from another senior member of the faculty. Don't tell anyone. It was a hard story to write. I revisited the vulnerable young woman who was terrified, not just because it was a question of outrunning him. I could outrun him in his office. It was, what was he going to do to me afterwards? This man held my future, a bad recommendation from him, and I wasn't going to get tenure. And I had a really shaky time getting that first job when I was hired. I was only the second woman hired at that place. And so he had so much power over me. And I worked through what it was like as a young woman, and then what it was like to teach in the same school with him, and then later when I left, that he would call me. And eventually got my own feet back under me so that I was in a position to say, I can stand up. You didn't hurt me. He didn't have power over me anymore.
Did you consider declining his request to speak at his funeral in light of the trauma that he had done to you when you were in the beginning chapters of your career?
I didn't just consider it. I told him flatly no, that I would not do it. And he pushed back. And as I talk about in this story in the book, I told him, that if I spoke at his funeral, I was going to talk about what he'd done to me. And that's when he laughed. And it was a moment for both of us. It seemed pretty clear. He not only knew that's what I'd talk about, he wanted me there. And I realized, yeah, I'm going to talk about this. I'm okay now. I'm fine. And that was the end of the story for me. I stood up in front of a lot of people who knew both of us, talked about the story and laughed about it. I'm just fine, thank you.
Hmm. Do you still want to be president?
I want to see change. No, I'm not looking to be president. I want to see us make change. Look, I talked about in the book about being a mother. I talked about being fired because I was pregnant. I talked about what it was like when I couldn't get childcare. What I want to see is change. My daughter couldn't get childcare either, and now if we don't make change, my granddaughter won't be able to get childcare when she has a baby. And that's wrong. That's not the America I want to see us be. I want to see us be a country where everybody gets a chance, and that includes people who are pregnant. And that includes people who have little tiny babies. And that includes people who have toddlers and kids who have to have somebody watch them after elementary school. I want to see us be a country that says we're all going to pitch in a little so that everyone gets a chance.
Senator Elizabeth Warren's new book is called Persist. It is out today. Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.